I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. She fought with Teresa over a Turkish supper, and most of the group think she's a big one-upper. It's Watch What Happens Live with Jackie and Jenna from Jersey now. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse on Walt Disney's birthday with two women who spent tonight in a castle in Paramus. Please welcome, for the first time in the clubhouse, it's the newest Real Housewives of New Jersey, Jackie Goldschneider and Jennifer Aiden. Great to see you both.
Yeah,
we just met tonight for the first time.
We're happy to be here.
I think you are kicking butt on the show. You stepped in. You are both fully yourselves. You are your own people, and I really enjoy watching you.
A little too much.
Yes. Never too much on the Housewives. Over at the bar, we have an Iron Chef who owns the Lambs Club in New York City, which is a place the Jersey Housewives should try if they ever get sick of rails. Say hi to Jeffrey Zakarian. Hey, Jeffrey. To see you. What are you drinking over there, man?
Oh, we're having Negronis, and I have three here waiting.
Oh, nice. All right. I might throw one of those in the Shotsky. Since you're both the new girls on the show, I just want to throw out some names and tell me what your first impression of each woman was, okay? First impression of Teresa.
Strong. Garden.
Guarded?
Guarded.
Yeah. Melissa.
Fun. Pretty.
Margaret.
Loving grandma.
Okay.
Oh, no, she did not.
Dolores.
Ballsy. Scary.
Okay. Danielle.
Scary.
I'll go with scary. Sorry. Okay.
Jackie, what was your first impression of Jennifer? And Jennifer, what was your first impression of Jackie? What was
beautiful.
Fun.
Okay, very good. Yeah. Thank you very much.
You can
also want to say both of your husbands are here tonight. Evan and Bill are here. The newest house husbands. Welcome to the club.
Thanks for the permission, babe. Yeah, good looking out.
Funny. See, you're already able to make fun of yourself. That's good.
Can I make fun of you?
You totally can.
Very good.
Bring it.
Tonight on the Dallas reunion, we couldn't help but notice that we've seen Brandy's dress before. Gina wore the same dress on the OC reunion.
Wow.
And Candy wore the same dress on this show. This leads us to our first poll of the night. You know what it's going to be. Who wore it best? Brandy, Gina, or Candy? Anyone want to jump in here?
I like Gina.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of Gina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a big Gina fan.
Both of you, have you either of you met Gina, by the way?
I've spoken to her. She's from Long Island. So
oh, you're kidding.
We're simpatico like that.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay, looks like you guys are going for Brandy on this. All right. Very good. On part two of the Dallas reunion, Brandy and Leanne's phone gate goes on. Here's a sneak peek. Brandy, you have a full TV crew. Why care if she's shooting it on her iPhone?
In my opinion, she is vindictive and malicious.
Did you steal Leanne's phone?
I did not steal your phone.
What did Leanne tell Brandy. You that she did to Brandy's phone, Carrie?
That she cloned it.
If I stole your phone, thing. Why would I deliver it to you to the door? If I was trying to break into it and steal it, I would have taken it back to America and got into it, okay, bitch?
Okay, by the way, if you don't have your Dallas reunion bingo cards, they're really fun to play along with. Go to our, our Twitter, at Bravo WWHL, and check them out. You can print them out. They're really great. Your questions for Jackie. By the way, everyone was tweeting about my bloodshot eyes. I'm sorry. I wasn't smoking it up. I was fine. Your questions for Jackie and Jennifer are coming in, but before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, not since Luann and the yacht have we seen the advanced level gloating that we have seen with Jersey newbie Jennifer. Allow me to show my work with this humble brag hodgepodge. Take a look.
I don't want to brag.
Our home, it's spectacular.
I have a very similar sunset. My house is high. It's the highest level of all of Paramus.
I have a piano, but nobody plays.
I have a woman to cook and clean. 7 bedrooms, 2 more guest rooms, 11-foot high ceiling.
Security system, 16 bathrooms.
I've had people compare it to Monte Carlo or a hotel in France. I have this huge fountain.
I enjoy a little bit of luxury. 9 bedrooms, movie theater, gym, spa, 16 bathrooms, an indoor basketball court.
Oh, and there's like a throne.
I have a few thrones.
These chandeliers are amazing. Where did you get
Thank
them?
Thank you. I went to China.
Do I believe Jennifer went all the way to China to get all that in her house? Of course I do. Where else would you buy that crap?
Okay, here's what. Jennifer, at the risk of dwelling on it, I have some questions about that dwelling of yours. What is the craziest aspect of your house that we didn't see in tonight's tour? Was there anything that was left out?
The elevator.
Okay, there you go. Who had more to say during the house build? Who had more say during the house build, you or your husband?
I'm the queen of the castle.
Okay.
Yes, no say.
Why the obsession with thrones?
You know, I went to China to get...
My the thrones, too?
And I saw some thrones, and I said, you know, who doesn't love a throne? So I got enough for everybody in the house.
What aspect of What aspect of the home do you brag about the most? The bathroom?
The basketball court.
Oh, the basketball court.
Yeah.
Aside from China, what other countries did you travel to buy decor?
Nothing. Nowhere.
Okay.
That's it.
Have you gone number 2 in all 16 bathrooms?
I have not.
Okay, thank you very much, Jennifer. All season long, there has been a lot of tension within the Gorga and Giudice families. On tonight's Jersey, Jackie climbed right up that family tree and went out on a dangerous limb. Take a look.
When you're not around, he spends more time with them.
I'm asking you to talk to him about it because he's gonna explode.
And you should make him not explode.
You never hang out with Daddy on Friday nights.
Okay, let me...
You're with your wife.
Get the... Got it.
Why would you get him all amped up?
No one tells me how to speak to my husband.
You really feel like your husband would be in jail right now if you could control what he did?
I'm not saying he could control it.
Nothing can control your husband.
But if you amp up your husband.
She didn't amp him up.
I don't know what you're thinking,
but the idea that you can control your husband is ridiculous.
Okay, here's what. Go to WWHL.TV and tell us, do you believe a wife can control her husband? Yes or no? This is an interesting poll. I think, you know, we got a lot of tweets about you tonight. People saying that they really were, they were digging the fact that you seem to have no fear in kind of speaking to Teresa. You're someone who's been around for a long time, has a little bit of a switch. Were you at all...
No fear.
Is that just who you are?
That's just, I had 4 kids under the age of 3.
I had four kids in diapers. Like, what am I scared of? What could she do that could scare me?
All right. Well, it looks like you guys think that a wife cannot control her husband. Finally, on next week's Jersey, Teresa seems ready to forgive Jackie for her comments about her husband. Here's what. Just kidding. Here's a sneak peek. Watch.
Just feels like a division going on between you and Melissa.
Asked Melissa to help me with the situation, and then she was like, no, she's like, you deal with it.
I mean, you have four kids, you have your father.
I'm not saying control your husband. We all have a way of getting what we want with our men. This bitch, Jackie. This is what this girl says. If you could control your husband, why would your husband be where he is?
Why?
Wow, way to overstep.
Like, I feel like Melissa should have said to Jackie, don't talk about my sister-in-law's family. You don't 100%. Even know her.
Jackie and I are definitely going to have it out. She needs to apologize or be gone.
All right. So you didn't click with Teresa. You did click with Melissa seemingly right off the bat. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we're still very, very close friends.
Did you two watch the show before you came on?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
You did?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yes. But just as research and development?
No.
As like in my pajamas eating snacks on the couch watching Jersey.
It's my guilty pleasure.
Okay. Yeah.
No shame in my game.
Okay. Nope. Let's go to Caden from Missouri. Hey, Caden, what's your question?
My question is for Jennifer. I was just wondering, do you regret disrespecting Polly's home after seeing the footage?
You know what? I have to say, I did not realize I was disrespecting her home when it was happening. You have to see, it was my first time away with girls since I've been married. I kind of felt like I was at a bed and breakfast, and I kind of forgot that this was somebody's home. Plus, I was alone the whole time, so I didn't feel like I had a connection with anyone, and it slipped my mind that this
was
someone's...
What do you mean you were alone? You mean this was a group of new
friends? Meaning new friends.
Yes.
I felt isolated. I was sleeping alone in the room, which
right.
I wasn't really... a fan of that idea. Like,
right.
She was sharing with Melissa, who Margaret was Polly, and I
got
felt
it.
Like I was isolated and, you know, and I have diarrhea of the mouth. And,
when
of
you
course,
saw-
looking back, I totally regret that. And that
when
was
you
not
saw the episodes,
I was mortified.
You were.
I was.
You were.
I was. That's, I mean, I'm a reasonable, rational person. I thought I was being funny. I kind of wanted to bond with everybody. It didn't go my way, obviously. Noted, and I'll do better next time.
Leslie, Marissa from Chicago is on the line. Hey, Marissa, what's your question?
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
It's harder to focus than ever these days. Thankfully, C4 has reinvented the energy drink game with C4 Smart Energy, the only energy drink clinically proven to provide enhanced mental focus, containing 200 milligrams of natural caffeine, a blend of vitamins and zero sugar. It was formulated to support your well-being and help you feel your best, all while enhancing mental focus. From your brain to your body, C4 Smart Energy does it all and tastes amazing. Look for Smart Energy in the beverage aisle at your local Kroger, Albertsons, and Safeway grocery stores. C4 Smart Energy. Stay focused.
Hey, Andy, I just wanted to say that I love you.
Love you back.
My question's for Jackie.
Okay.
And I wanted to know, Jackie, who do you think is the bigger pushover parent, Melissa or Teresa?
Ooh, I don't think Melissa's a pushover parent at all. I think that, I don't really think either of them are, but if I had to choose, I'd say Teresa.
Right, but she's, right. Jackie, dear Abby wants to know, you seem to be very straightforward. What's your take on Jennifer's bragging?
I think that it's not something I would personally do. But I enjoy watching it.
Okay.
I like laughing at it.
Okay, I'll take that.
Lindsay T. emailed, Jennifer, what were you most nervous about when the ladies came to your house?
I just really wanted to make a good impression since Oklahoma was such an epic failure.
Right.
I was hoping to redeem myself a little bit and show my hospitality.
Seems like you did.
I hope so.
Yeah. Let's go to Devin from Boston. Hey, Devin, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. I just need to say I love you so much.
Thanks.
And I love both you ladies, but my question is for Jennifer.
Okay.
I just wanted to know if, because I know you had an arranged marriage, and I was wondering if you would plan on doing that with your kids.
So I was actually set up. I didn't have to marry him if I didn't want to. We set each other up, and I would hope to do the same for my kids.
Wow.
Yes.
With Persians, obviously.
With Turkish people.
Yeah, with Turkish people.
Syrian Orthodox from my community.
Okay.
Yes.
Jillian K wants to know if either of you know Kim D or shop at Posh.
No.
Okay.
I know her through a friend, but I don't know her personally.
Okay. Please meet her on my behalf.
Oh, okay. I'll tell her you
sent us. Karen Y emailed, Jackie, what do you think about Jennifer choosing not to dance with the sexy man in Oklahoma as a way to honor her husband?
I did not dance with any sexy men, Evan. I promise you. Promise.
Touche, baby. Touche.
What do I think? I mean, I get it.
You got it.
Yeah.
You got it. Okay, let's go to Mark from Massachusetts. Hey, Mark, what's your question?
First of all, I just want to say I'm so happy Jersey is back. I'm a tree hugger for life.
All right.
And second of all, Jackie, why were you so quick to take Melissa's side over Teresa?
Of course a tree hugger is going to ask me that question.
Right.
Because Melissa
a tree hugger
was right.
Is someone who loves
Listen,
Teresa.
Listen, I just have to say this. I would agree with Teresa, but then we'd both be wrong.
Wow. Jackie, Julia P. said, I feel like you've gotten super close to Melissa and Margaret this season. What drew you to them?
We're just very similar. We're all businesswomen. We all are very warm and loving and love to have a good time. When the three of us are together, we are all laughs and smiles.
For both of you, Leslie R. on the Walkabout on Facebook wants to know how your families are dealing with having a Real Housewife as a mom and a wife. How's
they
it
love
going?
It.
Do they?
They love it. They're drinking the Kool-Aid, Andy.
Is it?
They're drinking the Kool-Aid.
My Alexis is a little diva in training. She's ready for you when you want her.
Really?
They're mad. Yeah. They wanted to come here tonight,
really?
And they're mad they didn't get enough camera time.
Oh, my God.
Okay?
Really?
I'm raising devils.
Oh, my God. Okay, it's game time, everybody. Since Jennifer's mouth has been running like a faucet about her 16 bathrooms, I thought I would give some glory to other people blessed with lots of lavatories. This is possibly my new favorite game. We're going to play Who Has More Bathrooms? I'm going to flush out two people at a time, and you two will have to guess who has more bathrooms in their home and who comes in at number two. Okay, which home has more bathrooms, Heather Dubrow's estate or Lisa Vanderpump's Villa Rosa? You're playing against each other. Who has more?
Villa Rosa.
It is Heather Dubrow.
Okay.
Which home has more bathroom, NeNe Leakes house or Stephanie Holman's house?
Stephanie Holman.
It is NeNe's house. Okay. Which home has more bathrooms, Kendall Jenner's Beverly Hills home or Kylie Jenner's Hidden Hills home?
Kylie.
Yes, you're both right. Which home has more bathrooms, Ramona Singer's South of the Highway Hamptons home or Bethany Frankel's Second Hamptons home that is not South of the Highway?
Bethany.
It is Ramona's. Which home has more bathrooms?
I don't like this game.
Lena Dunham's Williamsburg condo or Samuel L. Jackson's New York City condo?
She's pretty full of shit, so I say Lena Dunham.
Okay.
I'll say Samuel Jackson.
Okay, it's Samuel Jackson.
Hey.
Which home has more bathrooms? Dorinda Medley's Berkshire's house or Chateau Charest?
Chateau Charest.
Dorinda Medley.
It is Dorinda's house. Which home has more bathrooms, Meryl Streep's New York City penthouse or Cher's Beverly Hills retreat?
Cher.
It is Meryl Streep's New York penthouse.
We are not
Which home has more bathrooms, Teresa's or Melissa's?
Melissa.
Teresa?
It is Melissa's.
Yeah!
Okay. Which home has more bathroom, Bradley Cooper's New York City townhouse or Sonia Morgan's New York City townhouse?
Sonia.
Bradley.
It is Sonia. Jackie wins the game. By the way, programming note, I'm going to be on The Tonight Show tonight talking about New Year's Eve with Anderson Cooper. So check
that
out.
That is hot.
And, okay, some more questions. Jennifer Clover C8 wants to know why you have a full staff if you're a stay-at-home mom.
You know what? I try to have a housekeeper so she can do the things that I don't have to do so I can be the best mom I can to my kids.
All right.
I want to be the one to take my kids to their activities. I want to be the one that helps them with their homework.
So you can be more present for them.
So that they can do the cooking and cleaning and not have to stress out about it. I can be there for my kids. And that's
Let's go
I
to Kim
it.
From Texas. Quick call. Kim, what's up?
Hey, Andy. Loved you and AC, too, when y'all were here in Dallas.
Thank you.
My question is for Jackie.
Okay.
Do you think Teresa's being too hard on Joe and Melissa since they were spending time with her girls and her parents while she was in jail?
Absolutely. I think that you do what's right for you, but you can't impose your, you know, wants on other people. You let everybody live their own life. And she could say it, but she doesn't have to keep screaming about it.
Lisa H. texted, would you ever film yourself showering with your husband like Margaret did for both of you?
No.
Okay.
No, that was TMI for me, baby.
Okay. It's time for my muscle of the day, and it goes to this sweet moment between George W. Bush and Michelle Obama at George H.W. Bush's state funeral today. I love this. He gave her the mint. I loved it. I'm not sure what George handed Michelle. I think it was a mint, but something tells me it was a little note saying, please apologize to Barack about the seating arrangement. Tonight's Shackle goes to the celebrity feud I did not see coming, Jessica Simpson versus Natalie Portman. The short of it is, yesterday Natalie said it was confusing when she was young to see a magazine cover with Jessica Simpson in a bikini because she was being promoted as a virgin back then. So today Jessica tweeted that she didn't appreciate this, especially coming from another woman, and Natalie apologized. The good news is they totally resolved it, and it was very sweet and positive. The bad news is I hope another bikini wearing and currently celibate woman doesn't get wind of this because she's not great with confrontation. I want to thank Jackie, Jennifer, and Jeffrey for being here. Hey, everybody. It's Andy with brand new Jersey Housewives, Jackie and Jennifer. Behind the bar, it is Jeffrey Zakarian. How would you define an iron chef?
Well, I love to iron. No, the show is great. Iron Chef just, they have to interpret stuff really quick.
Yeah.
They have 1 hour to do a lot of stuff, so it's really stressful, but it's very rewarding, and I love it. I love what I do.
That's great. The Lambs Club is located at the Chatwal Hotel in Midtown Manhattan, and it's a great restaurant. Let's go to Sherry from D.C. Hey, Sherry, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Oh, my God, I love you. It's been 2 years I've been trying to call, and I can never get through.
Oh, I'm so glad you did.
Oh, thank you. Look, my question, mine is for Jennifer.
Okay.
Okay. Since you are so flashy showing off your house, tell me something. What's the most down-to-earth thing about yourself?
Oh.
Maybe in now and
your
before
pants.
You marry.
I did in my pants, but I will have you know that I, aside from taking care of 5 kids, I have 3 siblings that are very close to me and my parents, and I take care of everybody. I am the backbone of that family.
You, I think what people will come to see is how important your family is to you and what
they are the Mecca. They are the backbone of what I have, and I will move hell and high water to make them know that they are important to me. And do whatever I can. Like, when I go on vacation, it is a no-brainer that my sisters and my brothers come with me everywhere we go, and we host.
Very nice.
Host. I don't
Let's
ever
take
a dive.
Let's go to Nick from D.C. Hey, Nick, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. So excited to talk to you. I just met you and Anderson when you were in D.C. a few weeks ago.
Oh, that was a great night.
It was. So much fun. My question's actually for both Jackie and Jennifer. You're both beautiful. Great addition to the show. Actually, I read somewhere that you were both friends with Jacqueline Larita, and I was curious if you guys are still friends with her and if you'd ever be ever want her to come back onto the show.
I am a journalist, and I wrote an article about Jacqueline Larita, and that was the only time that I met her was when I interviewed her.
Oh, wow.
And yes. I actually have never met her in person. I spoke to her on the phone trying to get her involved in a charity I'm involved in, Best Buddies, which she was so hospitable and she was so great and being a champion for that. But I've never met her in person, and she seems very lovely, but I don't know her in person. Not yet. I'm looking forward to that day.
Nice. Okay, back to the phones. It is Stephanie from California. Hey, Stephanie, what's your question?
Hi there, Andy. Love you. Jackie, you're holding your own. And Jennifer, love your face. Jackie, while you were rooming
at least somebody
with
does.
Melissa, while you were rooming with Melissa in Oklahoma, I'm just wondering if when the cameras weren't on, did you get any juicy backstories about Teresa?
I did, and you'll never know them.
Oh, that's a good friend. That's a good friend.
Nancy from Massachusetts, last call of the night. Hey, Nancy, what's your question?
Oh, my question is, where do each of them fall on the whole Margaret? I just blanked on her name. Debate. The
Danielle
versus Margaret debate.
Margaret's never wrong in my eyes, especially against Danielle.
You know what? I actually valued their friendship. I mean, Danielle told me such a heartfelt story about, I mean, Margaret was her matron of honor.
Yeah.
So there was a real bond there. And I think Danielle is just sad that her friendship is over with her. And it's sad to see that dissolve. But at the end of the day, I think they really had true love for each other. And I mean, I have mad love for Danielle and Margaret.
I want to thank Jackie and Jennifer and Jeffrey. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Thanks, everybody. Good night.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
I feel like I was blindsided.
Because it's a competition show.
From the producers of Jury Duty and The Bachelor.
We have scoured the earth for the 14 greatest reality contestants that were available during our production window.
Comes a reality competition show about reality competition shows.
Nobody has dared to find out who is the actual best at just being on a reality show. I'm your host, comedian Daniel Tosh.
Is win or go home.
Each episode, our contestants will face new challenges. They will test their strength and lack of life skills for a chance to win $200
million.
$200,000.
Prepare, because it's about to be ugly, crying, lots of fighting.
Tayshia, I have to defend myself.
Celebrating 25 years of reality TV with your favorites.
I have diarrhea. You cannot do this to me.
What in gay hell have I got myself into?
The GOAT, premiering on Freevee and Prime Video on May 9th.
Are you tired of dating assholes? Do you want a Prince Charming? If so, we're filming a reality show. Sign up here.
12 American women are flown over to the UK for a bachelor-style reality dating show.
There are so many questions about a show like this because it's so odd.
These women have been told that they were going to be dating the world's most eligible bachelor, Prince Harry.
What? Y'all playing with me, right?
You can binge The Bachelor of Buckingham Palace exclusively on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.